live from the Quad Cities with Morgan Otier and Kyle Keel. This is Quad Cities Live.
Today on QCL, Cultivating Mindfulness, we'll take a closer look at the unique program offered at the Figge Art Museum and meet the instructor.
It is spring, and if you're itching to get into that garden and start planting, we'll get some advice from the folks at the Quad City Botanical Center.
And later, the nation's RV and camping experts are right here in the Quad Cities. The brains behind the RV Miles podcast are here with more on their plans to settle down in Rock Island. You're watching Quad Cities Live on this Thursday, March 28th. Hard to believe it's almost April.
Thanks
for joining us today. I'm Kyle Keel.
I'm Morgan OTA. We have a lot of fun things planned today. We're just a few days away from Easter, and if you're looking for some fun ways to celebrate with the family, we definitely have them here in this segment. Carmen Wilkin is a local mom and the incredible home chef behind the TikTok handle What's Mom Cooking. Carmen, welcome back.
Hi.
Welcome.
Thanks for having me. It's always fun to be here.
It is always fun to have you and chat with you about whatever you've got going on. So we're going to chat about this really fun recipe in just a minute. But first, for folks who have never caught one of your segments with us before, just describe a little bit of your background when it comes to cooking and also, you know, what you do with TikTok.
All right. Well, I've been cooking my whole life pretty much. Yeah. And a few years ago, I got started with TikTok. And it kind of blew up. So now I have TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and my own website.
Yeah.
And I just published a cookbook. So it's taken me to places I never thought I'd see myself.
Yeah.
It's been pretty exciting.
So you're up to about 1.5 million on TikTok, but altogether you've got about 2.5 million followers, right?
Yes.
I mean, is this beyond your expectation? What were you expecting?
Just hearing that come out of your mouth is like, wow. Honestly, I can remember the day that I hit 6,000 followers on TikTok, and I was like, oh, you know.
Amazing.
So it's still every day. I'm just grateful and thankful and happy to be doing this because it's really fun.
Well, you do a great job. I know we both watch your videos, and they're just easy to follow and understand, and they look great. And I think that's really a big part of why so many people can follow and identify. And okay, so you brought an Easter cake with you today.
I did.
With our favorite Peeps, yum.
So this is basically just a dirt cake, which is crushed Oreos, and then in the middle there's this yummy like pudding filling. And then it's just more crushed Oreos on top. And then the fun part to get the kids involved is the toppings.
Yeah.
And we've got edible grass, some Peeps, some Easter eggs, and if you want to put some on there, you can.
Edible grass. Can I try the edible grass?
You can. It's honestly not the greatest.
It tastes exactly like grass. I'm just kidding.
But
it's not great.
No.
But it is fun.
It's a cute decoration, and it's easy to take off, and the kids love putting the stuff on there, and you know, it doesn't have to look perfect. Let them go for it.
No, you can just let them have fun.
And there's so
it's colorful
many
and fun
toppings you can put on there, and
this is such a great idea. And honestly, especially like some of the little bit older kids, they can help you actually put the cake itself together as well, which is they just love helping in the kitchen.
Just another fun indoor activity because you know Easter.
You're
going to be able to be outside. So,
speaking of other activities, obviously we have the cake, but we also have a couple of games here, some Easter-themed games that you can play with the kids as well. Very simple to do as well.
Very simple.
Cost-effective.
This one's called Easter Egg Roulette, and I went to the dollar store, and I got everything for less than $5.
Hey, there you
and
go.
And it took me about 10 minutes to put it together. And so, basically, you just pick a string.
Okay. And that's
and then whatever plate is attached to it. That person will get the prize.
Ooh, my face.
Ooh,
and
Twix.
I get a Twix.
Yes.
Oh, gosh. I want to do it.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going with this one.
The pink one.
Oh, yeah.
It's probably one of those. Oh, a Three Musketeers.
Three Musketeers.
This is not your favorite.
This is fun, though.
Yeah,
this is a really cute idea.
You know, and you can change what's in them. I know I put, like, some money in this one.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know,
money's
but age-appropriate.
No, it's
prizes and stuff. But
it's a fabulous idea, especially if you've got more than one kid.
Yes. My kids are motivated by money and candy. There we go.
there you go.
My oldest one.
So, and the instructions to build this are also on my website,
which
I think they'll be putting a link up for.
Yes.
Absolutely will,
All right, so we've got another game that you can find in the store, Bean Boozled.
And this one, I did not create this, obviously, but this is something that my kids had to have every year. And it's Not for people with weak stomachs.
Yeah, that's for sure.
But so it's Jelly Belly jelly beans.
Yeah.
And you spin the wheel.
All right, so I'm going to do this right now. So yeah, okay. This is the first time I played this. I've heard of it, obviously. Oh, I'm on a line, so let's do it again. Okay, we're just going to say that this is, it says peach question mark, and then it's barf flavor. Sorry, people. Sorry. So I guess I have to try that, right?
So you have to pick the color.
Right. Okay, is it this one?
There's two of them.
Oh, wait. I see. Is it this one right here? I can't tell.
There are no winners here.
Right.
Yeah, okay, well,
it's either going to be punch or peach flavored.
Okay, so it's going to have red spots.
I get it. So,
so
it's
you
either
don't know.
One of those.
Oh,
okay.
I see.
Okay, so I got confused on how the game works. So
there's a 50-50 chance here.
I don't think that's it either. And I want to dig in there and find it for you. But
all right, well, I'm just going to taste this one right here and see.
That's the orange one, and that one is supposed to be dead fish.
I think that's the one I got. It does not taste good. Where's my water? Stand by. No. Beth to the rescue.
Oh my gosh, that is so
I'm so glad you were here to do that because
yeah.
I didn't
do it. Come on, Morgan.
I don't think I could do it. I don't think I could do it. Okay, also, we can't forget you recently released a cookbook. It's here at the end of the table.
Yes.
Just tell folks what they can find inside your cookbook.
There's 60 recipes.
Wow. 60?
Yep. There's mostly dinner, but there's appetizers, desserts, side dishes. And we're actually running a sale right now where you can get it 10% off.
Oh, really?
So you can find
the link. Yeah, we've got it on the screen.
You can find the link to buy that on my website as well. So.
Awesome. And these are very easy recipes, right?
Yeah, very easy.
Simple.
I try to keep everything as simple, inexpensive, you know, easy as can be because I really want my audience, you know, to relate to me.
Yes,
like
absolutely.
As far as
and they definitely do.
Getting
these recipes taste much better than that jelly bean I just ate. I will tell you that.
Thank you for taking one for the team.
You're welcome. That was really I've never played it before, but you can follow What's Mom Cooking on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, and she mentioned her YouTube channel as well. For a link to buy Carmen's cookbook or to check out more of her delicious recipes, visit whatsmomcooking.com. Thank you for introducing me to
this
game.
You're a joy. Thank you so much
for being here today.
You're welcome.
Well, still to come on Quad Cities Live, cultivating mindfulness at the Figgy. We'll preview this unique class and talk more about the benefits of practicing while surrounded by art.
You're watching Quad Cities Live.
Mindfulness is having the ability to be fully present and aware without becoming overly reactive or overwhelmed. It's really not that easy to achieve for a lot of people. Becky Nakashima Brook is a local yoga instructor, and she's joining us now. Becky, thanks for being here.
Well, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. I'm so excited to get to everything that you have to show us today. First, though, you have a pretty extensive background beyond being a yoga instructor. Just tell us a little bit about that.
So I started out with learning how to do Reiki, and then that just kind of kept getting me more involved with different types of energy work. So I do Reiki, sound healing, Thai body work, yoga, Qigong, and I'm recently an end-of-life doula.
Yes, okay. So yeah, you've got your hands full, but it's all things that you are passionate about and that you enjoy. So I guess describe for us your definition of mindfulness.
Oh gosh, I don't know if I could put it any better than what you just said. Being present, I find that with today's world, with we all have these computers in our hands and immediate access and wanting to be entertained constantly, having that time for solitude and quiet doesn't happen very often.
Right, yeah, you're absolutely right. So there's a class offering at the Figgy Art Museum, and it can really help us practice mindfulness. So describe the program.
Sure, so back in 2022, they asked me to take over the meditation class there. So it was after COVID, of course, and there was already a beautiful practice that I had done there with Joyce Singh and her group they practiced Thich Nhat Hanh's version of meditation. So I went off their plan and kind of built on stuff that I know how to do and what benefits me. So first of all, I know when I work with people for meditation, the hardest thing is they'll say, I can't be still. I can't do that.
Yeah.
So for the first 20 minutes, we spend time through movement meditation, which is Qigong. And we will do a little bit of that because you said you would.
I will do it, yeah.
So that helps calm the mind and get the breath connected with movement. And then I feel like people are able to sit and be still for a little bit. So some people lie down, some people stand. I've had people stand there, but mostly people are lying down or sitting.
Okay.
And the Figge has some really great places. They have, they just bought two different types of stools, and that has been a big hit for people.
Okay.
But we just ask people to bring their mats, leave their water bottles in the car because of the fine art, and just be open to practicing. And then I forgot, the last 20 minutes is a sound bath, which is what we're going to show you here.
Okay.
And that allows for a guided meditation. So it gives them a variety of, these are ways that you can practice at home as well.
Okay, well, let's, since you mentioned it, let's listen to some of the instruments, or at least show us how you do this.
Okay, so this is one of my favorites. This is called a temple bowl, and it has a very deep grounding sound. So I often will play this at the end of a sound bath, but we'll start with that. So, yeah.
It does.
It's like my favorite, that's one of my favorites. So it will go on and on. So I'm actually gonna quiet it down so we can hear the other ones. Then this one is a crystal bowl.
Okay.
And this one, do you want to try any of them?
Sure, yeah.
Okay, so I'll show you this one first. I'm going to hold on to it because it's a little not very steady. But basically, you just, you probably won't hear it at first. And then it will start to pick up.
Oh, wow.
So I'll let you try, and I'm going to stop it so you can start it. You got it. There you go.
That's wild.
Yeah.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah. So that's a big hit as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that will go on for a while too.
Okay.
Then these are Himalayan bowls. And this one, I'll let you go ahead. This one, you can strike it on the side softly. Well, yeah, that's good. You can go a little harder though. Yep.
Oh, wow.
And then you can hit that one.
Oh.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah. So those, aren't those nice?
Yes.
Yes. And these ones you can make sing too. Oh, you're learning already. See? You're talented. So these ones will
do the same, but a different tone.
Yeah. So
yeah,
the metal's a little bit more.
That's,
if you want to try it.
That, oh, I stopped it. I do want to try it.
So, it's easier if you hold it in your hand.
Oh, gotcha. Talk a little bit about the benefits of all of this for someone who wants to practice mindfulness.
Sure. So the sound healing is a great way to calm the nervous system. So the different sounds I play in a group setting, that one's a little harder.
Just being nice. It's a,
you know.
We're working on it.
But the... the sounds help relax people. So in a group setting like that, I play for the group.
Okay.
But I do walk around with the different instruments. The Figge is amazing. Each gallery is different. So depending on the floor, the size of the space, what art's on the wall, it'll create a different sound. So I like to get there early. I'm not sure if we mentioned it, but the meditation is always after hours, so it's not like a thing where people are going to be walking by like, what are you guys doing?
Yeah. No, that is good to know.
Yeah.
Okay, so you wanted to do a demo of, what did you call it?
Qigong.
Qigong?
Yes.
So I have no idea what to expect
for
this. So, let's do that.
Okay, so if you want to stand, just stay there, but we might, I'm going to need a little bit more room.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. So, or how about, can I stand here?
Sure.
Okay. So we're going to do a movement called transforming a plucked star into the Big Dipper.
Okay.
Okay? Pretty easy, right?
Maybe. Sounds complicated, but...
So feet are hip distance apart.
Okay.
And you know, yoga, we're in mountain stance, but in Qigong, this is called Wuji. And we have our knees a little bit softer, so we're not as much energy as a yoga pose. Arms are going to be out at our sides. Okay. And then I'm going to... we're gonna go the same way.
Okay.
So I'm gonna have you bring your right arm behind you.
Okay.
Okay. And then on your next exhale, bring that left arm down towards your thigh, opposite thigh,
yeah. Okay.
And then inhale, diagonal up. So you're reaching behind you, grabbing a star, and then slowly float that star over to your right side. It's like a dance, beautiful. Okay. Inhale back to center, and then exhale, float that energy down through.
Wow.
Is that nice? Do you want to do the other side?
Sure.
Okay.
Do we have time?
Do we have time?
Oh.
No, we don't have time.
She said, not really.
That's all right.
Well, I mean, but I'm convinced. I mean, I think this would be a really great way to spend some time.
Yeah, so we do it once a month at the Figgy, and you can check it out on the website.
That is awesome. Becky, thank you so much. We've got the website on the screen right now. Again, these are on select Sundays, but if you just head to figgyartmuseum.org, you are able to look at the schedule and register and hang out with Becky, which is awesome. I can attest to that. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Yes. I appreciate you.
Yes. Well, up next on QCL, another way to be kind to and take care of your body. We'll welcome our friends from Revive at the Group for a look at the variety of services offered to get you feeling fresh and relaxed.
You're watching Quad Cities Live.
Revive at the Group. It is the place to pamper and be kind to yourself. And joining me this afternoon is the medical spa director, Ashley Ganewa, and certified cosmetic injector, Kisha Blanc. Ladies, welcome back.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, it's so nice to have you here. I think the last time was you guys joined me for the news at 11, and we were talking about your expansion that hadn't happened yet. So that has since happened, so congratulations.
Yeah.
Very exciting. Ashley, talk a little bit about Revive. You guys opened, I believe, in 2017.
Yes.
And it was kind of an offshoot. It's in a totally separate building, but of the Group.
Right. So in 2017, they started in the Group side of it and just kind of started to dabble in the aesthetic side. And then Dr. Anita Pence, she really kind of stepped in and helped start the program. And then we grew to the point where we needed to expand into our own buildings. We did that in 2020. And continued to grow at a pretty big pace.
Yes.
And so 2023, we had to do an expansion. So we added on an additional 3 aesthetic rooms and 3 massage therapist rooms.
That's amazing. You guys also have a team training room, which I love. Kisha, you can attest to that. I mean, I feel like you guys are constantly, you're amazing on social media, and you're constantly showing people, customers and prospective customers, exactly what it is that you do every single day. And I just think that like brings kind of a level of comfort to people that maybe have never been to a med spa or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
So tell us a little bit about what you do at Revive.
So I am a nurse practitioner. I'm one of the cosmetic injectors there as well. My main focus is having patients coming in, explain their, you know, concerns and what we can do and overall ways that we can kind of slow the aging process down. I think a huge thing at Revive, our providers really focus on listening to our patients and focusing on the aspects that we'd like to just soften and just make us feel a little bit refreshed. Mm-hmm. And I feel like our providers at Revive, we do a really good job of that, whether it's just making us feel like we had a really nice nap and just feel a little bit refreshed and not really knowing what we've done. My best saying is the best injectable is an undetectable injectable.
Yeah.
No one should ever really know that you've had anything done. It's just more or less making you feel really refreshed.
Yeah, absolutely. And mm-hmm. You know, in the same vein as that, do you feel like there are differences in the ways that people talk about and accept now medical mm-hmm. aesthetic treatments compared to maybe even when you guys first opened, what, six years ago?
Yes, yes, totally. I've been at Revive, so what, it's about almost 5 years, I think, this mm-hmm. summer. It is completely changed. I feel like the stigma is not as prominent. The patients that are coming in, they're feeling a lot more comfortable.
Yeah.
I feel like just having this type of aspects in the Quad Cities, we're able to make patients feel a lot more comfortable and have a better understanding of what these treatments can really do.
I agree. So, and beyond that, I mean, nothing is invasive, but Ashley, talk more about some of the other great services. You guys do laser, massage even.
Yeah.
I mean, not all of it is, you know, injectables mm-hmm. and
Correct.
Things like that.
Yeah, injectables is just one portion of the many things that we offer. We have massage therapists who they can do reflexology, cupping, lymphatic drainage. We have estheticians that are working wonders with microneedling, peels. They can do the relaxing facials as well, dermaplane facial, tons of different options as well in the aesthetics realm. And then we also have a little bit more, it's still non-invasive, but it's a little bit more of a step up. We have some lasers that can do some resurfacing. So it's our Fraxel is what we have. Right. And then we also do, I think, which when we have people call in, it's one of the things that surprises them. We can do tattoo removal as well.
Amazing, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And then we can also treat some superficial veins. So getting rid of some of those on people, you know, that have
you know, people that are bothered by
spider veins on their legs.
Exactly.
That sort of thing. So.
You guys also do IV hydration.
We do.
Which it like has to be so popular.
Yes, yes. That one really seems to kind of get going more so in the summer when people are out running, you know, biking, doing activities that way.
Yeah.
And then during cold and flu season, we have kind of an immunity boost one that, people come in for. Our staff love it as well.
Yeah, it's amazing. Well, you guys have the whole table filled with all of these amazing products right now. Unfortunately, we can't get to them all, but I do want to talk about the fact that these are medical grade skincare products.
Correct.
That and people can come in and purchase these. And what is really cool is if you get like a facial with, you know, one of the folks there at Revive, they're going to kind of point you in the right direction so that you're not just needlessly spending money on these amazing products. They're going to tell you what you need and how that can help you.
Yes, yes, for sure.
Lots of guidance.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, well, if you're interested in learning any more about what Revive has to offer, we have the contact information on your screen. You can follow Revive on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, Facebook. Like I said, they're great on social media. You can get a look at all different kinds of treatments on there and get recommendations. You can also head to their website, which is at the bottom of your screen, reviveatthegroup.com.
Live from the Quad Cities, with Morgan Otie and Kyle Keel, this is Quad Cities Live.
The Quad City Botanical Center is holding its annual spring plant sale right now, which of course has all of us excited to get back in the garden.
We've certainly been teased by Mother Nature, that's for sure. Well, Kate Mapes is with the Botanical Center, and she joins us now with some useful information here as we get into the garden. And Kate, before we start planting, it's important to know what we're planting because where we're at in the season can really impact how these plants behave and grow throughout the latter half of spring, right?
Correct. So first we're going to start with the things that you're seeing outside right now.
Yeah,
so
okay.
Things that are blooming in case you catch something and you're like, I want one of those, but I don't know what it is. So we've got tulips. Right here, they come in a lot of different colors. They're kind of an upright cup shape. Mm-hmm. These are daffodils. They come in yellows and oranges, and they are more of your traditional flat leaves with the upper flowers there. Those are nice and bright and happy. Next, we have hyacinths.
Those are pretty. Okay.
So these are very fragrant. You might want to, you know, put one of these on your counter.
Yeah.
You can.
We can definitely smell it.
Yes.
It smells very pleasant.
These are very pretty. And then the last thing are these are muscari.
Muscari.
Mm-hmm. also called grape hyacinth because they have this similar shape, but are a very different plant. These are things that you plant in the fall. They need a cold period in order to bloom.
Okay.
So they are blooming early when the ground is still hard, so you can't plant them now, but you can purchase them in pots if you want a quick color.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're gonna enjoy them. When they're done blooming, you wanna cut off the blooms.
Okay.
So that the plant is not putting its energy into making seeds.
Oh, sure.
It's putting all of that energy back down into the blooms so that over summer and into fall and into next spring, they're gonna use that energy again to make the bloom. So cut off the flower, and then you want to leave the leaves until they start turning papery, yellow and papery, because then they've soaked in all of the sun's rays and are putting that into the bulb, and then you can cut it off.
Okay.
I was going to say, a neighbor of mine already has like a row of those daffodils up.
Yeah,
and they've been definitely taking advantage of the rain and the warm weather that we've had so far. So.
Yeah, so they're such a bright color so early in spring.
We love it. And then, you know, Kyle teases us with the bad news.
Yeah.
Exactly. The tulips and 40s, I don't know.
20s.
Let's move on to summer blooming bulbs, because there's still time to plant those.
Correct.
Actually, you may not want to do it anytime soon.
Correct. So the summer blooming is what you plant now.
Okay.
So this is what you're finding in stores, and you want to wait until the frost is over, so about mid-May around
Mother's
here.
Mother's Day.
We've got a few different examples. So this is a canna bulb. These get about 6 to 8 feet tall.
Wow.
They have really decorative leaves, pretty flowers. These are a dahlia, which also have very pretty flowers.
Dahlias, yeah.
Those are nice. And then this is an example of a lily bulb. Those also bloom in a variety of colors, are very classic bulb flowers.
Yeah. Very cool. Okay, so we're very inexperienced. So
yes.
When you are planting from a bulb, what do we need to know?
So the general rule of thumb is about, for summer bulbs, is about 3 times. The height is the depth.
Okay.
So this one is about 2 inches, so you want to go about 6 inches down.
Okay.
And so forth. You want to plant with the roots down and the bud up.
Okay.
Because that's what's growing.
Yeah.
So the roots we want down to the ground. Yep, it's a really easy thing to remember. These you may see have, the ones you buy may already be doing the same, but this is even easier. It shows you these guys are growing up, roots down, and then the same. You can see the stem from last year, so that can also give you a hint that stem goes up, roots go down.
Wow.
All right. And how often should we be watering these?
You want about 1 inch a week. So depending on how much rain you forecast, you want to give them a good drink once or twice a week.
Okay. Before we run out of time, we want to talk about some upcoming events at the garden, but especially the plant sale, because this is very important to your mission. So tell us about that.
Our spring plant sale focuses on perennials and annuals. It's stuff that you can, again, plant right now in your garden, lots of different colors. We do have some limited quantities this year, but we expanded the total number of plants.
Okay. Fabulous. Okay, so we want to be getting online and picking those out sooner rather than later. You have to order by April 15th.
Correct.
And then pickup is at the end of April. And this is a fundraiser, again, for QC Botanical Center.
Yeah, this is one of our big spring fundraisers. This helps us fund our education programs for both school kids and community members.
And we have the website right there on your screen, qcgardens.com. You can pre-order those plants and learn much more about all of the activities at the Quad City Botanical Center. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, well, let's hit the road.
Let's do it.
A Quad City native is bringing his family back home after 7 years traveling the country in an RV. More on the success of their podcast and YouTube channel next on Quad Cities Live.
Watching Quad Cities Live.
This week, some last-minute gift ideas for the RVer in your life. Plus, we traveled to the town of Fairbanks, Alaska, which had a lot more to do in it than we might have thought before.
They gave up everything to travel the country with their family in an RV, and along the way, they created a nationally ranked podcast, and now they're coming home to the Quad Cities. We want to welcome Abigail and Jason Epperson, creators of RV Miles. Thank you so much for being here.
Oh, thank you for having us.
Yes, I'm so excited to talk with you today. I can't even imagine the stories you guys must have to tell on that podcast. So you have started a digital empire. You've become experts on all things RV camping. Tell us how it got started.
Well, we decided back in 2016 that we were going to sell everything we owned. We were going to put our 3 boys into a school bus that we converted into an RV and decide to hit the road from Chicago and go do a little exploring. We did not know at the time how long we were going to be on the road. We didn't really know what we were going to do once we got out there. And 7 years later, a podcast and a whole bunch of other stuff, we decided it's time to come back to the Quad Cities.
That was, that had to have been a big decision, but obviously it was the right decision. You guys spent 7 years doing it. Jason, this must have been a huge experience for your boys. You said you have 3 boys?
Yes, and their oldest is 16. They're 16, 13, and 10, and they are, they have grown up on the road, especially the youngest.
That's so cool.
He doesn't even really remember living anywhere else. And they were homeschooled before we started traveling, but that's been a big part of our lifestyle. We call it road schooling, where we use the country, the national parks, all the historic sites to influence their schooling.
Yeah, amazing. So why did you guys pull the trigger, decide, I'm going to do this?
It was really born out of, we kept saying as the kids were little, when they grow up, we want to travel. And we just reached a point, you know, we were working in Chicago theater at the time. That was actually what both Jason and I did for a living. And some things had changed. We had started a business that allowed us to work from anywhere. And we thought, why are we waiting until the kids are older?
Right.
Why not give them the experience that we want to have too? Why not do this as a family and go out there and see North America, see this incredible country? We were, like Jason said, we were homeschooling, so that felt really natural. Yeah. So we decided to just take the show on the road.
Literally.
Literally.
That was my next question. Jason, how did the road trip turn into a podcast, a YouTube channel? When did that happen?
Well, when we left Chicago, we were covering the Chicago theater industry. We had a business that that had a blog and we had reviewers and had audition stuff. And we were going to bring that to other cities around the country. Sure. But as we started traveling, we thought, well, we can start to cover the RV industry a little bit and talk about our travels. So we put together the RV Miles YouTube channel and the podcast. And then we also have a separate podcast, America's National Parks podcast. And then the pandemic hit and the theater industry was unfortunately sort of the first thing to shut down and the last thing to come back. But at the same time, RVing and traveling, camping, everything outdoors really boomed.
Yeah.
And we were really able to focus our attention full time onto RV Miles.
And it has been so incredibly successful.
Yes.
I mean, does that surprise you at all? Or were you like, yeah, we definitely got this?
Oh no, it surprises us every single day. We don't really understand why people are interested in us.
I love chatting with you. I can't imagine why people wouldn't want to. So I gotta ask both of you, what's the most challenging part of life on the road and what was like the best part?
Do you want to take the best part?
Okay.
And I'll think about the challenge.
Okay. So the best part, of course, is seeing all these wonderful places around the country. It has gotten harder because there are so many more people doing it, but being able to explore all of our national parks and travel, we've been in three countries, most of the 50 states, and last year we did the entire Pacific Coast from Baja up to Alaska.
Oh, I love that.
And just being able to see something, everybody asks us what our favorite place was, and I always say, I cop out and say the next one is the best, but it's just being able to, and to be able to explore a lot of smaller communities too. It's not just about the big places out there.
Yeah, definitely not.
And I would say the challenge has been for us from the get-go, that balance between feeling like you're on vacation, but also having the responsibility of building a small business, of homeschooling your children. That day-to-day component, that doesn't stop just because your campground or your location changes from week to week. And so that has always been the biggest struggle for us, like wanting to see everything, but then recognizing that we have to go slower to do it because we still have responsibilities
still have
to meet.
Responsibilities. Yeah. No, that makes perfect sense. Well, before we run totally out of time, you guys have a new studio in Rock Island. So first of all, welcome home. And just tell folks about Mile Zero Studio.
So we're in the process of building it now. We decided we wanted a space to be able to do our work and not have to do it at home or in the RV. That was a big part of moving back here. So we've purchased a storefront downtown Rock Island, right down by the Centennial and the riverfront, and we're in the process of rehabbing it into a space where we can do our podcasts and our YouTube videos and
amazing.
Everything.
Amazing. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Very exciting stuff. For more information on RV Miles, you can visit rvmiles.com. There you'll find links to the podcast and the YouTube channel. I know everybody's going to be checking it out. Abigail and Jason, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Congrats. Well, coming up on Quad Cities Live, show your support for the Hawkeye women in the Sweet 16 this weekend by wearing your black and gold. We'll visit with the Black and Gold Shop next.
You're watching Quad Cities Live.
Well, it is no secret that the Iowa women's basketball team has been on fire this season. They play in the Sweet 16 on Saturday in Albany, New York.
Yes, and if you don't know how to show your support, Carla Anderson from the Black and Gold Shop is here. No doubt that is the place to be and has been the place to be all season long. I'm sure you guys have been crazy busy.
It has been busy.
Yeah.
They've sold through items of the Caitlin Clark yeah. in the women's basketball.
Yeah.
And they just keep bringing more stuff in.
Yeah, I was going to say, obviously, Caitlin Clark has, you know, she's one of the stars of the season. Mm-hmm. So her name and number have been popular for you.
Yes.
I feel like there's just a cast of characters, like supporting roles, so to speak, because there's other gals on that team that people just love.
Yes. Yes.
That have
yes.
become really Kate Martin, things
yes.
like that.
And that depends on their NIL arrangements, whether yeah. they have shirts available
okay.
with their names on them, and they're in charge of that,
yeah.
or their agents and stuff.
Yeah.
So. And I'm sure you're kind of preparing for what happens in the Sweet 16 and if they move
oh,
forward.
For sure.
So I'm sure you've got the gears turning already.
They do. They have that for the Final Four already.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Planning ahead.
Yes. Okay. So eventually, hopefully they win, but eventually
yeah.
college basketball season will come to an end, and it's becoming golf season here pretty soon. At
yeah.
least we hope.
Yes.
I know.
It has already. I mean,
well, it has. And,
yeah.
That's true.
And they opened, and now we've had some iffy weather.
Some setbacks.
Setbacks,
yeah.
yes.
So you guys
but
have great
Iowa.
Stuff for golfers. Talk about some of the items that you brought.
Okay, so we've got in a great golf bag. It has
yeah.
all the pockets, everything that you could possibly want
yes.
on it.
Okay.
And then we've got golf towels. We've got golf club covers. And I think there's another one down there.
Down there, yeah. yeah.
And then everybody needs a visor to
yes.
go on.
So
yeah. You guys have everything that you could possibly need to get started golfing, except for skill over here.
Me too.
Putt, putt.
Yes. Talk about what this is. That you
oh,
brought.
It's a Monopoly game.
No kidding.
With all
Iowa
the Iowa.
Mm-hmm,
with all
That's
the
awesome.
Iowa.
Wow, that's amazing.
So if you're watching the game and they get a low
idea.
Moment, yeah, it is.
That's a fabulous
We're known
idea.
For being a great gift store, except
yes.
for all the holidays,
yeah.
Christmas especially. But the upcoming holidays, so Mother's Day, graduation, and Father's Day especially.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Got a lot
oh,
of good
yeah.
ideas right on this table right here. So
yes.
you're known for a lot, obviously, all Iowa Hawkeye related. You've been in the Quad Cities for quite some time. So
yes.
how did you get involved?
Well, I opened the store there. I was the first store manager
yeah.
in Davenport. And we opened August of 2008.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah.
You guys have
So
been
I was there for 14 years. And
Wow, that's
and
awesome.
Took retirement.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah, congrats.
Obviously, you're here representing the store, so you know the most. You're the
yeah.
most knowledgeable about what they've got going on in there. And, yeah, it's a really special place. Last time I was in there, I ended up buying my daughter one of those cute little Hawkeye cheerleader
Oh, that's
yes.
adorable.
Outfits.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, then she grew out of it, and we had to get another one. And I have a feeling we're going to be going that route until I become embarrassing, right? You know?
No. It happens every day.
Yeah, until she becomes an actual cheerleader.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Well, the best part is we've got three black and gold locations, Davenport, Coralville, and West Des Moines.
Oh, okay.
Oh, perfect.
And then we also manage two stores, and they're called Hawkeye Fan Shops. And those are both in Iowa City, one in Coralville and one close to the university.
I remember that from being there in
mm-hmm.
Iowa City. Very
and
cool.
And we also do the concessions there. So.
Oh, okay.
Awesome.
We're busy people, and we have a great website. So all the new things that will be coming in, hopefully the Final Four shirts will
oh, there
be
we go.
Available
We've got it on, the,
on the website. And
yeah.
then we'll have them in the stores.
Very cool.
Thank you so much.
Yeah,
thank you for having us.
Yes, thank you so much for being here. We got the website there on
yeah.
the screen. We want to thank you folks for watching Quad Cities Live.
Your local news at 4 is coming up next.